إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers and sisters, this is in continuation with yesterday's Fajr reminder, which was in answer to the question that a friend of mine asked me, and he said, why are we Muslims? So I said to him that because we choose to be Muslims. So he said, why do we choose to be Muslim? And I said to him that that's a question that you have to answer. I can't answer that for you. And then I decided to answer it for myself. And that was yesterday's Fajr reminder. This is in continuation with that. As I said, we are Muslim because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We believe in His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as the last and final of the messengers. And we believe in the day of judgment, the Akhirah, on the day when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. In continuation with that, this also is because it is not just these beliefs, but the belief means also a connection that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with this meeting with Allah on the Day of Judgment. So the question obviously is, how do we create this connection? How do we build the connection? As far as the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, it is not a connection that we need to create because it already exists. We are the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not, whether we believe in that or not, this is a fact. It is not a matter of belief. We are all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who believe in Allah and those who do not believe in Allah are all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists in terms of the connection between the Khaliq and the Makhluq. And in that context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Malik, He is our Raziq, He is our Hakim. He is our owner, He is the one who gives us everything that we need to sustain ourselves in this world. And He is the Hakim, He is the one whose command operates and whose orders happen. Once again, all of these three things, whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, whether we accept it or not. Now you might say, well, how can you say that the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operates even if I don't accept it? Supposing I say I don't believe in Allah, so I will not obey Allah. So how is Allah's hukum operating? Allah's hukum is operating every time you blink your eyelids, because that is not in your control. Allah's hukum operates every time you eat some food and it goes down your throat. Once you have put it in your mouth and swallowed it, it is no longer in your control. What it does and it does not do depends on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders for it. You cannot eat, for example, if you are diabetic, you cannot eat sweets and order them not to harm you, because this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is operating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order operates every time you fall asleep and your heart doesn't stop. Because this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operating. Just think about that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that if you don't believe in me and you do not want to follow my orders and instructions in this world, then I will do you a favor and I will hand over your responsibility to yourself. You can live as long as you breathe. And you can live as long as your heart can operate. And I leave it to you. What do you think we'll do? And today our millennials who are machine-oriented might say, well, you know, that's very nice because then I'm going to create a microchip which I will insert in my under my skin, and this will ensure that my heart keeps beating and it will ensure that I keep breathing. What will you do with sleep? What will you do with your digestion? What will you do with your neurological activity in your brain? What will you do with a myriad other things, all of which are the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu operating within your body? And I'm only talking just now only within your body. What will you do with all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operating in this world? The speed at which the earth rotates, the angle at which the earth is placed in the world, in the universe. What are you going to do with that? What about the rains and coming of the rains or not coming of the rains and the season in which they come? What about the plants which we eat, which grow? What about the animals? What about the birds? What about the germs? What about... there is no end to this. Right? All of this are witness. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything which is in the heavens and the earth praises and glorifies and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Except those human beings and jinn who decide to defy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I mean, how foolish is that? And instead of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they worship the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If you want to worship someone other than Allah, at least find someone who is bigger than Allah. Then it makes sense, you know. Then it makes sense. Because why should I operate, why should I worship someone who is not the biggest, who is not the greatest, who is not... I mean, I found someone who is bigger and who is greater. Fine, alhamdulillah, go ahead. Worship that, whatever it is. But how do you worship someone which is less? I mean, it makes no sense. Why would you do that? Why, when you know someone who is greater, why would you go to someone who is less? It's like knowing, ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, Allah is beyond any examples. It is like knowing the king personally, name to name, face to face, or knowing the governor, or knowing the chief minister, or prime minister, or president, or whatever it is, the CEO of the organization. Knowing that person face to face, first name basis, dear friend of mine, and instead of talking to him, I'm talking to his driver, I'm talking to the guard at his gate and saying, can you please ask your master to get me this and that? I mean, that man will what will he say? He'll laugh in your face. He'll say, you know the man face to face, you're asking me for a favor. I mean, what's wrong with you? Something is... And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond all these examples. But I'm just saying, just think about that. How does anyone worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the rasuls of Allah, the messengers of Allah, they used to ask people, Afillahi shak? In Allah you have shak? In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you have a doubt? How is this possible? Afillahi shak? How do you have doubt in Allah? And we have doubt in Allah because we don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the point I'm making here, which is that it is essential to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the connection you build with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in two ways, by two things. One is by reflecting on the glory and majesty of Allah. Like, for example, in the last couple of minutes, I mentioned several of the things that happen to everybody. I mean, who among us does not have a digestive system? Who among us does not have a heart which is beating? So this is there with everyone, the rich one and the poor one, and you know. So the point is that reflecting on the glory and majesty and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one step, one way, one thing we must do in order to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing which we must do, and this is the secret of it, which is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what builds the personal connection. Glory and majesty, yes, this is who Allah is. But how does that connect with me? That is what shukr does. Shukr shows the connection between Allah and myself. This is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, who created the digestive system, and the shukr is, alhamdulillah, I can eat whatever I want and it does not harm me. Because my system works perfectly, alhamdulillah. And if my system is not working perfectly, then I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help in curing whatever ailment that I have. This is what is the meaning of the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Link directly with what Allah has given us and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And anytime you feel that there should be, that you would like to complain about something, look around you and you will find someone whose life is worse. Who does not have what you have. Think about that. I was just now in Jaipur. In Jaipur, I was at this fantastic wildlife sanctuary, which is in the middle of the city. It's got, there's a 23 or 27 square kilometers of land, and in the Aravalli, so it's hills with quartz rock, which is in the middle of the city. And it has striped hyena, it has leopards in it, and it's one of the best places to see leopards. I saw three of them in a space of half an hour. And I got some very nice photos. I'll share the photos. Now, one of the pictures I took was, I saw this leopard. It had taken the carcass of a blue bull up into a tree and put it in a fork, like leopards normally do. It stuck the head in the fork and the rib cage was hanging. And this, it was a female leopard. She was up in the tree, eating from this carcass. And she was like, it's like a lizard on a branch. It was like, she was like, you know, longitudinally stuck to the tree. I mean, amazing sight. So I saw this, I took some pictures, and I saw, alhamdulillah, I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a fantastic picture, and so on. And then I thought to myself, what if I was that leopard? What if I was that leopard? I would be eating a decomposed body of a blue bull. That would be my food. Seriously, I mean, think about that. How would you like to eat decomposed meat? I mean, on the one hand, think about that Allah has created an animal which can eat something which is, you know, stinking to high heaven, which is days old and not fall sick. That is nutritious food. If you and I mean, obviously we wouldn't eat it. I'm just saying as an example. If we ate that, believe me, you probably won't walk 10 steps from there. I mean, you'd drop dead before you cleared the gate of the park. But the leopards and, you know, all of that. I saw, the first time in my life, I saw a striped hyena. Got a picture of that also. So, I mean, these animals, including our cats and dogs and so on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them this ability, there's flora in the intestine, which allows them to eat decomposing meat, which is days old, and not have any ill effects. So that's one side. But I'm saying that, think about this. Now, should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us human beings? Because if you're not a human being, this is what will happen to you. This is what you would eat. Then we saw the mother of that leopard, little bit away from that. Drinking in a pool of water, and again I got some very nice pictures. But that pool of water, it is green with algae. And, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give sense to our forest department. They make these cement saucers as drinking pools for animals, because it's a dry place, Aravalli is. So there is no natural spring and so on there. So they, now instead of making these pools with an earthen floor, with, you know, in the ground, they just basically pour cement. So it's like a big, huge, big cement saucer. Problem with that is that any herbivores, especially sambar and so on, which drink from that, they also urinate in it. And it's got nowhere to go because it's cement. So now effectively that leopard is drinking water which is got which is water, which is urine, which is algae and all kinds of stuff. And it's still, it's fine. It's living, it's, you know, by the look of it, healthy. And that looked like a very heavily pregnant female from what I could make out. Now, my point is that if we want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there isn't one opportunity. There are millions of opportunities. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for what He gave us, for what He has done for us, for how He created us, how He sustained us and developed us. Now, this is His sifat of rububiyat, Rabbul Alameen. But all this will happen if we take some time out and stop living these robotic, frenetic lives and sit down and reflect and think. This is the problem. We want answers to things like instant coffee, you know. This is my question, give me an answer. How can I give you an answer? The answer has to come from inside you. How will it come from inside you if you don't want to give yourself half an hour? I'm not talking about days and days. I mean, the people who really understood things, they didn't sit there with a stopwatch. They sat and they reflected and they made nawafil and they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they made dua and they prayed tahajjud until things became clear, whatever time it took. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi wandered for 10 years from place to place to place. And I can tell you these stories about any number of people. But that will not still open your and my heart. We have to do it. And inshallah, we don't have to do it for 10 years. Although if you are doing it for 10 years, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected you with Him, then what more do you want? Anyway. But I'm saying some time we need to give to ourselves. And that's why I say to all of you, and I also say to myself, let us have mercy on ourselves. Have mercy on ourselves. Apne aap ke apne hal pe rehm karo. Give yourself some time. Don't live like this. Don't live like this. Running, 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 running until one day you drop dead. Then what? Then what? How many warnings do we want? How many examples do we want before the penny drops? So I remind myself and you, let us reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah. And let us reflect on what Allah has given us and make shukr and shukr and shukr. And that's how our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds. And tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about the connection with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.